In Simon Tov Kafir Ches, Siv Dal, the Machaber says, Mazar Vatata Sulam Shal Shovach, Mishovach HaShovach, Filgishas HaRab, you're allowed to move on Yom Tov, a ladder which isn't normally used to climb up to get birds out from their bird cage. You can move it from one cage to another, even in a public domain. But a ladder which is normally used to get up to the roof, so that you're not allowed to move on Yom Tov, Mishnah Berurah says, it must be that you're getting these birds out for Yom Tov purposes, and we're talking about specifically birds which are not muksa. As we learned earlier, some type of birds are muksa. You're allowed to do it in Rishus HaRabim, and we're not concerned that people are going to say that you're moving the ladder for malacha purposes, because ladders which are used to get the birds out are clearly for that purpose. Everyone knows that that's what that ladder is for. However, a ladder which is used to get up to the roof, sometimes it looks like you're using it for other purposes, malacha purposes, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to move it. And Mishnah Berurah says that even Rishus HaYachid is going to be prohibited, because anything which is usher in a public domain because of marasayin, because it looks like you're doing something wrong with it, even in Chatri Chadarim, even the private domain, it's going to be prohibited as well. Poskim say that even just tilting it a little bit is going to be prohibited as well. What about a ladder which is normally used for those things which are done in the house, and it's moved from corner to corner or something like that? So then it's a machlokes poskim. Some say it's permissible, some say it's prohibited. And halachically, the Mishnah Berurah says that in Rishus HaYachid, you could be somech on those that say you can move it around in the house, and in Rishus HaRabim, you shouldn't move that ladder around. So three types of ladder: one that's used to get up to the aliyah, which everyone will think you're using for malacha purposes, one which is used for birds, which everyone will know is not for malacha purposes, and then one which is moved around the house. So then there's tadam lakan and tadam lakan, and the Mishnah Berurah says you could be mekel in your private domain and machmir in the public domain. If a ladder is already in the place going up to the aliyah, up to your roof, so you're allowed to climb up onto the roof. It just means you can't move the ladder somewhere else because people will think you're carrying it to do malacha with it. But if it's already in its place, you're allowed to go up on the roof. So to move something which is disgusting, you're allowed, the halachas on Yom Tov are the same as they are on Shabbos. That if you have something which has become disgusting, a bedpan or something like that, a rotten piece of meat, so you're allowed, a dirty diaper, you're allowed to move it out of the area in order to get rid of the disgusting smell, disgusting object, whatever it is. Just as on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it also, that you can't place it there l'chatchila when you know that it's going to become disgusting. Of an animal which dies on Yom Tov, if it was in danger of dying already, it was so super, super sick before Yom Tov that you knew it was going to die, so you had in mind that it was going to die and you were going to use it on Yom Tov, you could cut it up to give to the animals. But if it wasn't in danger of dying before Yom Tov, and therefore you weren't planning on using it on Yom Tov, even though it was sick, you're not allowed to move it once it dies, because you didn't know that it was actually going to die.